Good morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. What a privilege it is this morning. What a beautiful Easter morning God has given us once again. A glorious Resurrection Day. We thank the Lord for this privilege and this opportunity that He's granted to us, that we might lift up His name today, that we might come together and worship. And it is my prayer this morning that you're able, that you're up making preparation. I know today there are those that are not able. Oh, I pray this morning that God would touch you through the ministry here at the station, through those that would come and those that carry out the work here, that God would bless you today. But oh, if you're able this morning, I pray that you're up making preparation to enter into the house of the Lord somewhere. If you got your name on the roll somewhere and membership in a church, I guarantee you this morning the pastor's looking for you. And if you're out of fellowship with the Lord, or maybe you're just looking for a place to be, well, I know this morning there's many places that would make you welcome. And you just follow the Spirit of the Lord this morning. He'll put you where He wants you to be today. We'd invite you to join us at Baptist Chapel, our service time this morning. Sunday school will begin at 10. Worship will follow at 11. And of course, we come together today to celebrate the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. Thank God for the privilege, the honor, and the opportunity that He gives us to do that. And we'll meet again. We invite you back Wednesday evening. We have a youth service and an adult Bible study, 6 o'clock. You're certainly welcome to stop by and be with us in those services. We're located there at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, Trenton, Ohio. We're just out of the Woodsdale community. And we'd love to have you come by and be with us sometime. And as we say this morning, it's our prayer and our hope today that you're able, that God will bless you to be able to be in church somewhere this morning. What a just a beautiful, beautiful sunrise and morning that the Lord has given us. And I would ask you if you'd bow your head with me in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, I come to you again this morning, God, so thankful, Lord, for the privilege. God, thankful this morning for the beauty of the day, God. It seems that it's always a time to rejoice, but Lord, the beautiful spring morning, God, that you've given us today just reminds us, Lord, God, of your beauty, of your love, of your great creation, God. And Father, we pray this morning, Lord, and God, it is your children gather from place to place, God, that this morning they might indeed lift up that precious blood-stained banner of Christ, Lord, that they might point souls to that Calvary, God, Father, to that place that you paid the price in full, and God took upon yourself our sin, Lord, paid a price we couldn't pay, and offered that perfect sacrifice we couldn't offer, Lord, Father God, we thank you this morning, for that amazing grace, God, we thank you this morning, Lord, for that precious blood that was shed there on our behalf today. And God, as I bow my head before you, Lord God, I recognize the unworthiness of this flesh. Lord God, I recognize the weakness and the frailty of man. But oh Lord, I'm glad this morning that you said how that same Spirit that raised Jesus up, I would quicken our mortal bodies. This morning we look to you, God, for that quickening, for that strength today, to stand in this holy place. Father God, we'd ask you this morning to bless the good station, Father, the many, God, that make it possible, Lord, the sacrifices they make, and God, to be able, Lord, that people around this community could hear the good news of the glory. Glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Father God, we pray this morning that you'd send that Spirit forth, and God, that it might penetrate the hearts of those that don't know you in a free pardon of sin. Father, I know this morning there are those that render confusion. I know this this morning, how there's those, as Paul said, come not but for contention and to add under our bonds. But Lord, this morning, God, we pray, Father, that Holy Spirit, that blessed Holy Ghost, God, would bring an understanding to them. God, we ask you this morning, how to bless this time that you've allotted unto us. God, that we might share the good news. Father, that we might tell the world how you're alive today and alive forevermore. Father God, we pray this morning how you would bless them on the beds of affliction today. God, we thank you, Lord, for touching Sister Ellen this week. We thank you this morning, God, for hearing the cries and the calls of your children. God, and we know today, Lord, there are those, Father, many fill our mind this morning, God, that showed us the way, Father, that lived before us, and God, helped us on the journey, and God, that aren't able anymore, Father, bless them right where they are this morning, touch their heart, Father, give them courage and strength, Lord, we don't know how many days there are before we come to the crossing. But oh God, we know this morning the old song says we won't have to cross Jordan alone. Bless them, sweet Jesus, we pray. And God, we'd ask you this morning how to bless those, God, broken hearted and grieved today, Father. Lord, Lord, this celebration of your resurrection brings hope to us. Father, we've planted them on the hillsides. One by one we've watched them make the crossing. But oh Lord, this morning, God, we find strength. Father, we find courage and hope. And God, we find comfort in knowing, Lord, that you said they'd rise again. Father, bless them that serve our country this morning. And God, I thought about them, Lord, that have made their election and calling sure. Father, and they're in countries and places where they don't want them to talk about the Christ, the one that died for them. I bless them and lift them up this morning. Bless their little families. And God, we ask you once again how to bless this time you've allotted unto us. How the reading, the preaching, the teaching of your holy word. God, and again, the good station throughout the day. How those that'll follow after us, God. Father, more than anything, God, save our people. Stir their hearts. Let them understand the power of the resurrection today. Father, for we ask it all in the precious name of our Savior Jesus. Amen and amen. I read just a few verses this morning out of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. A very familiar scripture this morning concerning the resurrection. The 53rd verse, Paul says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God. We which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, this morning we come on a day of victory. Brother, we come to tell you today, because he lives, you can live also this morning. Brother, Jesus paid an awful price. Brother, one that we couldn't pay ourselves. Brother, I'm glad this morning somebody loved me enough I'd have preached the cross into my hearing. I'd have tell me how that Jesus died for me. Brother, I'm glad this morning how that blood was shed. I'd have cleansed me from all unrighteousness. Brother, his precious blood cleansed me from all sin this morning. I'm a boy of Paul. As Paul says, if it would have ended that morning, if it would have ended that evening, when they took the broken, lifeless body of Christ down off of that old Roman cross. Brother, if that would have been all there was, you and I would be without hope this morning. Brother, we'd have nothing to look forward to. Nothing to anchor our soul in. Brother, as Paul said, if we had hope in Christ in this life only, we'd be of all men most miserable. Brother, if Christ be not risen, then our faith would be in vain, our preaching in vain. We'd yet be in our sins this morning. But thanks be unto God, brother, there's victory in Jesus today. You see, when they got to that old tomb, brother, they had laid that body down. I'm sure this morning they carefully wrapped him in them linen cloths. I'm sure, brother, they were stained with their tears as they laid him there. I rolled the great stone before it. Brother, left him. I'm believing that their hope had died. I'm believing their Messiah was gone. They didn't know what to do. And brother, on that third and appointed morn, praise be to God, he come forth. Brother, with victory. Not only did he have the victory over death and the grave, brother, but he extended to you and I, offered unto us that same victory this morning. Brother, page 120 of our old hymnal is an old song, says victory in Jesus. Brother, it's a beautiful hymn, but I tell you what, it's got to be more than page 120 in the hymnal. Victory in Jesus, it's how we live day in and day out. Paul said to the letter to the Romans, that same spirit that raised Jesus up, I will quicken our mortal bodies. I praise God this morning. I know one day this earthly tabernacle shall be dissolved. But praise be to God this morning. Because he lives, I shall live also. Brother, this mortal shall put on immortality. This corruptible, I shall put on incorruption. Brother, death, I will be but a shadow. Brother, it's just a valley I'm gonna cross through. And on the other side, brother, I will see him and those that he paid the price for. Those that have gone before us, whether they've been there a long time, brother, or just a few days, will matter little. Brother, we'll see them all this morning. Today we celebrate. Next Sunday we'll celebrate. The Sunday after that we'll celebrate. Why? Because this morning, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory can be yours this morning, just the same as it's mine today. Yes, my friend, there's a prize out there waiting for you this morning. Why don't you seek Him while He may be found? Call upon Him while He's near. God bless you this morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.